This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're getting to that point in the Supreme Court's term where the cases and the questions they present are getting really interesting. The biggies this year about same-sex marriage and affirmative action are yet to come. But there was a ruling today that's worth a minute or two, I think. Let's say I invent some amazingly successful drug, make zillions of dollars from it. But sadly for me, it's about to go off patent and into that place where generics can come in and sell their versions. Can I pay a generic drug maker to not do that? Pay him to just sit on the sidelines and let me extend my profits? Today, the Supreme Court said deals like that can, at the very least, be challenged. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
The Federal Trade Commission brought this case to the Supreme Court, and it declared victory today. It argued that more and more brand-name drug companies buy off generic makers to delay competition. That costs consumers $3.5 billion a year in pricier drugs, the FTC argued. Scott Hemphill at Columbia Law has advised the FTC in the past.
The end of pay-for-delay settlements will have a beneficial effect for consumers by bringing generic drugs to market sooner.
Now, the ruling doesn't end fishy settlements. It just lets them be challenged. Still, that is notable to Michael Carrier at Rutgers Law School. He says for years, courts leaned in favor of innovation and drug developers and cared less if they played fair.
Antitrust had not only been ignored, but kicked to the side of the stage so much so that it was almost off the stage.
Now, wouldn't it be great if pay-for-delay cases were obvious? Not so much. Damian Conover at Morningstar says the line between egregious deal and not so egregious is fuzzy.
There's definitely shades of gray, and black and white really doesn't come up in the patent law for drugs most of the time.
He says today's upshot could be more litigation and less certainty. Maybe that's why drug company stocks didn't move much after the ruling. And some think it'll drive drug companies to disguise pay-for-delay deals, to give money for inventory reimbursement or marketing. As one analyst put it, I still think the world is very full of smart lawyers. No dissent. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.